first and only year of the rule of Egypt's first democratically and freely elected civilian president in its modern time must be part of history now. Fiery speeches by Morsi characterized the early stages of his rule, where he chose to take three oaths of office, the most famous of which came at Cairo's iconic Tahrir, or Liberation Square, the epicenter of the People's Revolution in the winter of 2011, that toppled former longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. During the honeymoon, Morsi's every move was applauded, especially the firing of Field Marshal Hossein Tantawi, the man who took over from Mubarak. Egyptians must have thought by then that they had ended nearly 60 years of military rule. Morsi, who appointed little-known independent figure Hisham Endil to lead his government, seemed to be sincere in his promises of achieving the goals of the revolution. Atop of that were freedom, dignity, and social justice. But little was achieved for so many different reasons.
The judiciary, led by the Supreme Constitutional Court, the police, the media, and finally the army, all still seemingly loyal to Mubarak, were all playing against Morsi. He knew it. He chose to confront it so as to be a real president and not a puppet one. He later changed his attitude from a revolutionary one to that of a reformist, but it was too late.
الدولة المصرية العميقة هي الأساس المبني عليه الدولة. كان محمد مرسي يريد أن يتصارع مع هذه.
The acquittals of elements of the Mubarak regime and cases related to the killing of peaceful protesters of the revolution that ousted Mubarak did not help Morsi. The interventions of Morsi's own Muslim Brotherhood group also did not help at all.
He was not in total control of the job, in the sense that there were some interferences from outside, either from the Irshad office, which is the office of the Brotherhood, the higher office of the Brotherhood.
Some have gone as far as claiming that Morsi was trying to change the very identity of Egypt, hence as the reason for his parting from the nation.
Muhammad Morsi هو مندوب لجماعة تحاول أن تبتلع مصر بداخلها. مصر بكل تاريخها العريق. مصر بكل جغرافيتها بكل دورها السياسي بكل تنوعها.
We Egyptians felt that the Egyptian state and the Egyptian culture and the Egyptian civilization have come under attack.
He provoked a lot of groups in the society, media, press, talk shows. He also had a vendetta with the honorable judges of Egypt, as well as the artist.
Morsi's controversial constitutional declaration of November of 2012 gave him sweeping powers. He claimed he had to do it to stop attempts to derail Egypt's path to democracy and to give Egyptians, for the first time, a constitution they deserve. But his opponents lambasted him for retracting his promises on having a constitution built on consensus.
Justified or not, the fear of the potential creation of a new dictatorship in Egypt led to huge anti-Morsi protests before the turn of 2012. That culminated in bloody clashes between pro and anti-Morsi camps in front of the Al-Ittihadiyya presidential palace in Cairo.
Despite a tremendous lack of judicial supervision over the constitutional referendum, which was to be extended in several stages, Egyptians approved Morsi's constitution by nearly a two-thirds majority. But a perception by many Egyptians that the constitution was solely written by Morsi's Islam extreme supporters led to growing voices of anger among the secular, liberal, and leftist forces in Egypt.
This constitution was finished almost in one night. They had a session that is a record long session where they finished the constitution almost at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the next day, the president immediately signed the constitution and presented it to the Egyptian people for referendum.
The approval of the constitution meant that Islamic Sharia was now the dominant law in Egypt.
Most significantly, the approval of the constitution also led to the political isolation of the remnants of the Mubarak regime. And there was no article on early presidential elections, something the opposition, including the remnants of the Mubarak regime, had lobbied for and was probably ready to sacrifice anything in return.
The new constitution also meant that the Mubarak-era prosecutor general was now indirectly sacked, a development that angered many judges who had a perception that Morsi was disrespectful of the judiciary. Morsi's supporters wanted judges to stay away from politics, but even the few judges who stood by Morsi for quite a while disagreed. The judiciary became the headquarters for attacks on Morsi.
من حقهم أن يشاركوا في رسم معالم التطور والتغير في قرارات الوطن ولا يمكن أن يحظر عليهم أحد أو يحجر عليهم أحد ممارسة ذلك الحق.
Uneasy days passed by in early 2013 with Port Said, north of the Suez Canal, revolting against a court ruling that sentenced tens of its residents to death. The case related to the Port Said football stadium massacre that occurred during Tantawi's reign. Morsi imposed a curfew that was never respected across canal cities, but the development at least saved Egypt from a potential outrage from the part of the Cairo Ultras football fans that had threatened wide-scale violence if justice was not done. Violent, vague clashes near the Christian Coptic Orthodox Church in Al-Abbasiyya in the capital created further divisions in an already divided society. This widened the rejection of Morsi. Egypt's Christians had vehemently voted in favor of Mubarak's last premier, Ahmed Shafiq, during the presidential elections. Morsi finally got only 1% of an edge over his opponents. The opposition later represented a large bulk of the masses that came out on June 30th and gave the army the pretext to move against Morsi.
Some people have been against Dr. Morsi, even if he gives them the moon.
The pressure on Morsi increased, with the main opposition group, the National Salvation Front, ruling out Morsi's repeated calls for dialogue. Their demands, amendments of the constitution and dismissal of the cabinet and the new prosecutor general he appointed. The front, comprised mainly of top liberal figures like former IAEA Director General Mohammed El-Baradei, presidential candidates Nasrallah Hamdine Sabahi and former Arab League chief Amr Musa, who served as Mubarak's foreign minister for a long time. Alarming signs for Morsi were present when tens of buildings belonging to his Freedom and Justice Party were torched by thugs, in many cases belonging to a group calling itself the Black Bloc. This occurred in the midst of a clear passive reaction by police, who seemed to be orchestrating a hidden rebellion against Morsi. Yet the only thing Morsi could do was to call for early parliamentary elections, challenging the opposition to share power via the ballot box. But again, his move was legally thwarted by the Supreme Constitutional Court.
He was not listening to the signs of people calling for change. People asked him to change the ministry. He refused. People asked him to change governors. He refused. He insisted to go ahead with parliamentary elections.
Within that deadlock, a group called Tamarrud, or Rebellion, was being formed, gathering petitions for the ouster of Morsi. Whether that group was entirely a genuine revolutionary one, or partly sponsored by Egypt's state security apparatus, or a national or a Western intelligence system, they did succeed in amassing millions out there on the streets on June 30th. They had called for protests some 3 months earlier so as to ensure it will not fail like 24 other anti-Morsi million march calls did. Anti-Morsi media propaganda that never stopped from day one increased following his threats to owners of Egypt's private TV channels that they had to return the billions of dollars they owe to state banks at once.
The amount of the flow of information is too much to the extent that you would have the news and even after half an hour the same news is being denied. How can I check that? That's very difficult.
Lack of fuel and gas and power outages that immediately stopped after Morsi's overthrow by the army raised speculation of a conspiracy. But others still insisted it merely exposed the weakness of Morsi's rule.
The queues for gas and fuel throughout Egypt was a proof to the inefficiency of the former Egyptian government in managing the Egyptian economy.
In the end, a few hours of huge anti-Morsi gatherings, unlike the 18 long days that forced Mubarak to announce he is stepping down, was enough for Defense Minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to make his move against Morsi. It ironically came with the help of the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, along with a large sector of the Salafist movement, and the logical backing of the Pope of the Egyptian Coptic Church and key opposition figures.
That's how difficult it was to oust Morsi from Tahrir Square. Morsi, who still insists, along with his Muslim Brotherhood group, the majority of Islam extreme parties in Egypt and millions of independent Egyptians protesting across the country, but not at Cairo's iconic Tahrir Square that brought Mubarak down, that he is the only legitimate president of Egypt.
Enough to say that the killing of hundreds and wounding of thousands of Morsi supporters at the hands of Assisi's forces hasn't deterred the enthusiasm of his backers. They now insist that Assisi and Interior Minister Mohamed Ibrahim must be tried for treason and for spilling Egyptians' blood.
الدستور قد عطل الرئيس المنتخب قد أزيح واختفى اختفاء قصريا طبعا حل مجلس الشورى ومن قبله حل البرلمان إذا كل خيارات الشعب قد تم إهدارها.
Some allege the U.S. and Israel were behind the move against Morsi, while others claim oil-rich Persian Gulf states like Saudi Arabia and the UAE were also behind the move. They judge by new pledges of billions of dollars of assistance to Egypt's army-appointed president, Councillor Adli Mansour, whose background comes from none other than the Brotherhood's main political enemy, the Supreme Constitutional Court.
These countries, which are monarchy or they have an emir at the head, these countries have been terrified at the change that took place in Egypt. And they tried very hard to turn the wheel backwards, and probably they succeeded.
But there were surely more concrete reasons behind Morsi's downfall and the steep drop in his popularity in Egypt. The economic performance certainly didn't help Morsi's cause, as even his supporters, prior to his opponents, agree that his cabinet had utterly failed in that key file. They witnessed unemployment soaring, foreign currency reserves dwindling, the Egyptian pound weakening, and inflation causing social disturbances aggravated by a relative security vacuum.
I don't see anything at the economic front that was moving fine. I can't put the blame on President Morsi and the regime. It was a tsunami of different elements that were attacking the Egyptian economy. But I did not see major reforms or major decisions taken to get things back on track.
What hurt Morsi's cause even more was the general perception in Egypt, whether right or wrong, that there was no glimmer of hope regarding the recovery of the economy and the achievement of social justice, one of the goals of the 2011 revolution.
The Egyptians, by the wisdom of thousands of years, know that the homeless have no freedom. وبالتالي عيش حرية هيترتب على لقمة العيش الحرية. فإذا ما كان لديك غذائك وسلاحك وإلى آخره ثم امتلكت حريتك هتمتلك العدالة الاجتماعية. لم يتحقق العيش في عهد مرسي وبالتالي تم فقدان كل أهداف ثورة 25 يناير.
Despite the Brotherhood's history of moderation, Morsi had an intriguing alliance with extremist Salafist groups who were behind the killing of several Shias in Egypt in the final days of Morsi's rule. The event scared many Egyptians and contributed to his demise at the hands of the army with a push from a large sector of society. Many also blamed Morsi's camp for accusing his opponents of being infidels, something that caused wide-scale divisions within society at large.
المواطن المصري بطبيعته على فكرة متدين، الدين الحقيقي الوسطي السمح، كويس؟ عندما وجد ناس لا تتبع الدين وتكذب وتنافق وتخدعه رفض ذلك.
Foreign policy, which included a confused response to Ethiopia's construction of a dam on the Nile waters, which threatened Egypt's vital share in its only source of clean water, was also, in the view of some, a reason behind Morsi's downfall.
His position on Syria, with which he cut ties over the civil war there, was another blunder, according to many, especially in contrast to the fact that he didn't sever ties with Israel or freeze the so-called Camp David peace treaty with the Israelis. Even Muslim Brotherhood supporters and even non-Islam extreme parties in Egypt expected him to act on Israel's unabated aggression against occupied Palestine.
Syria, regardless of who rules in Syria, has always been a strategic backer for Egypt throughout the ages. And let's not forget that in 1973, in the 73 war, the Egyptian army crossed the Suez Canal with the help of the Syrian army in the north.
قطع علاقاته بدولة عربية هي سوريا بينما علم إسرائيل يرفرف في على النيل.
Some of Morsi's critics have gone as far as to compare him to Mubarak, the man who was widely considered as a strategic fortune for Israel. But Morsi's faithful strongly deny that. They stated Morsi was to lift the inhumane siege on Gaza and make Egypt for the first time in a long while a truly independent country that doesn't adhere to the US agenda, citing his visits to China, Russia, Iran, and other powers, and his rebuff to Washington.
يريد أن يكتفي من القمح. أول دخول صناعة سيارة كاملة في عهد. مشروع قناة السويس هذا مشروع من أعظم مشاريع الشرق الأوسط. والدخول في ذاته أغضب الكثيرين من دول العالم.
Morsi's backers also stated that unlike Mubarak, he had the legitimacy of a freely elected president. That unlike Mubarak, he was not financially corrupt. And that unlike Mubarak, who tortured his opponents in jails, Morsi was tolerant and might have even been too lenient.
وقت الدكتور مرسي شهد حرية تامة، بالعكس الرئيس كان بينتقد ليل نهار على الصحف والمجلات والجرايد، والرئيس منع حبس الصحفيين.
A six-week massive sit-in in the Rabaa al-Adawiyya Mosque area in Nasr City of Cairo and other areas scattered across the country, especially in Upper Egypt, were aimed at defending freedom.
From here on up there, we came from everywhere to Rabaa Square to support our religion. We're to support Morsi, support legitimacy. With him we wanna be one true Islamic nation. Oh Sisi, your betrayer, you're a coward man, but we will judge you and your people of expoliation.
More. Morsi himself was detained from day one by the army and later accused of countless judicial charges. But the interim authorities, led by the defense and interior ministers, inhumanely cracked down on the peaceful protesters, leaving hundreds killed and thousands injured and a huge number of people detained. Then, several attacks were made on churches, police stations, and other institutions. Those against the coup accused coup leaders of having a hand in the attacks in order to divert attention from their crime of massacring the people. But the government put the blame on the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters, whom it branded as terrorists, in what appeared to be an attempt to crush the Islamic stream in Egypt for good. Both sides are seemingly very far apart from reaching a political solution and reconciliation. They are apparently helping Egypt distance from stability and prosperity, which should be everyone's objective. They have so far dragged each other into violence in a vicious circle of bloodshed in Egypt with unknown repercussions.
The Muslim Brotherhood have apparently failed in their first test in power after 80 years of resistance to oppression in Egypt. Only whether the country's first freely elected president will make a political comeback or not is a question yet to be answered. However, the revolution has had a legacy, not only for Egypt, but for also many people across the region, something that could one day bring about a broad Islamic awakening.
Thank you.